What's up, guys? Happy Thursday. Hope your week's going well. I want to talk to you guys about collaborations and like how I know I've talked about them before, but just how awesome they can really be. And it's like killing multiple stones when you when you do a collaboration and when you consistently do collaborations, because on the one hand, it's like super fun, you know, and it makes you look like a really like inviting kind of, you know, friendly musician. It's really good. And like, and you also cross-pollinate audiences, you know, when it comes time to post in a collaboration, like, you know, the person you collaborate with, or the multiple people, they're going to want to share it with their people. Right. And you're going to want to share it with your people. You're both excited about it. So you're cross-pollinating that way. You also learn a lot, and it flexes your skills. You know, like you kind of want to impress the other person that you're collaborating with. Classic example, Under Pressure, man. Freddie Mercury and David Bowie, they've like said it in like interviews that they wanted to outdo the other person. You know, they were taking turns in the vocal booth, just kind of making stuff up. You know, Queen, obviously, as a band, wanted to impress David Bowie, and David Bowie wanted to impress Queen. So when you're feeling competitive like that, and just like, you know, you want to impress the other person, it kind of brings out like a really, I don't want to say brings out the best in you, but it really makes you want to be confident and really want to put out your best stuff, you know? So I have a cool one that I want to show you guys. This guy, his handle is More Is More. He's an Instagram guitarist. He actually reached out to me, and then I was like, you know what? Let's do it. Like, you're from Italy. You're cool. He was a really driven guy. And he sent me this piece, and he doesn't have a name for it yet. But I responded with some bass, and I did the second solo. So why don't we listen to it right now, and then we'll talk about it. So here it is by this guy, More Is More. It's a collaboration. He's doing the first solo. I'm doing the second solo. I'm doing the bass. Anyways, let's listen to it. Love that last chord. But yeah, so he sent me this piece. It's really cool. It's just like an A flat going down half steps, right? It's an A flat minor, and then eventually it sticks to A flat, right? And he's doing that slide solo at the end. Super cool, man. And like, I learned a lot about mixing, because you know what he sent me, he's like, hey, to be honest, I'm a noob at this mixing stuff, like, and like, you know, it wasn't like very great quality, the tracks that he was sending me. So I was like, all right, so I need you to send me the stems, which is like each individual track, but all consolidated, so everything lines up perfectly when I import it into my session. And I had to EQ him. I had to do a lot of EQ to get rid of it. It was like really muddy sounding, his tracks, but like, you know, it was a good practice, like cleaning it all up. And just like, you know, make it all sound nice and balanced. And then I added my parts, and I got the bass going. I added the guitar. I'm using my Ignator amp with my Fender Strat, which I love so much. Although I'm like feeling like I want to check out some other guitars, because I'm left-handed and I'm deprived of all. I've never played like a left-handed nice Gibson in my whole life. And that goes for like tons of other guitars, like a PRS or whatever. So yeah, man, it was great. And then I had to EQ my stuff, and you know, I did a little bit of effect adding. I like to be light with the compression, but EQ is kind of where the magic is. And then I can throw a reverb on anything, even if it's like subtle. I just love reverb. I love what reverb does. Just gives it so much space. I'm using a Valhalla vintage verb, which is $50. Highly recommend it. There's three different kinds. I forget the other two kinds, but yeah, Valhalla vintage verb. There's Valhalla plate and Valhalla something else. Yeah. So we have yet to post that clip. He sent me videos of him playing it, and then I filmed myself doing it, and I edited it together. And I was trying to match what he was doing. So the video he sent me, like you couldn't see his face. So I kind of did the same thing for mine just to keep it consistent. But the another collaboration that I got going on is that my buddy Alec Hudson, he's from Boston. He plays out a lot. I really respect him for like gigging nonstop. He's been doing it for like 3 years. I feel like he just gigs so much. And he's been seeing how I've been like, you know, growing in the online world. And he reached out. He wanted to collaborate with me. And we had the idea of working on God Only Knows, man, like the middle section of God Only Knows. So we're going to do a really cool collab with that. It's already kind of in the works. I'm going to shoot him what I'm working on so far. It's a really cool part of the song, into the outro with like the God only knows what I'd be without you. God only knows what I'd be without you. It's like the layering vocals, kind of like Row, Row Your Boat. It's called Corral or Around. Is it called Around? Yeah. So just by doing this collaboration with Alec and then this guy, More is More from Italy, it's just like, you know, it's I have this drive to really impress them. You know, I really want to like show them what I got, and in turn show everybody else like what I got, and then they want to show my people what they got. You know what I mean? And it's just like all positive. So I highly recommend reaching out to people. Go wide. Don't necessarily look for other people that play your instrument. Like, you know, when I found that Daniel Fasano, that drummer, I was like really thinking about like what Gary was saying about like go wide, whatever it is you're working on, whatever kind of business industry you're in, like go wide, 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 wide. And even like outside music, that's like even, that's, you know, going outside your industry. And that's something to really think about. You know, I feel like one song in particular off the new album, I really want to reach out to like animators. So that's like out of my industry, you know, out of music into, you know, film and video animation, things like that. It's hard to think about, right? Think about like looking outside of like the little bubble that you're in, you as in general, you know, that little bubble that we're in. But yeah, go wide, collaborate, find different people to play different instruments. And I was really feeling that when I was looking for the collaborators on my new album, right? Like this girl Lassia. I'm gonna share a clip of her playing over one of my songs with you guys sometime in the next couple of weeks. I'm excited to post that collab because, you know, that was like, you know what? I don't want guitar over this. Like, I was thinking about adding a solo or maybe getting someone to play, you know, to guest on it. But then I was like, you know what? I feel like this song needs a flute. So I started searching for a flute. And I found this bansuri flautist from India. And it's just great. Highly recommend collabs. Keep doing it, man. Keep reaching out. People are going to say yes. It's like the law of math, you know? You cast your massive net. You reach out to 100 people and like, you know, maybe 25 respond and only like 4 say yes, you know? But that's 4 yeses, man. That's great. Do it. Yeah. In other news, everything's approved with CD Baby, man. I'm on the roll. Everything's all set for March 26th. I just got to kind of do what I was saying on Tuesday with like the checklist. I got to finish doing that, but I'm glad everything's approved and we're all set. Oh, another thing, I got new monitors, man. I'm ordering them. I won like a raffle for $200 to Sweetwater, man. I'm so excited. So I got I did some heavy research. I've had the same mixing monitors for a while now, like 10 years. They're not even on the market anymore. They're M Audio BX5As. They're okay. Like they're good. I've loved them, but I feel like it's time for something, you know, from around this time. I think these speakers, I got the JBL 305s, I think they're called. Yeah, the JBL 305s. And they're sick, man. Great reviews on YouTube. People comparing them with the KRKs. And KRKs are really good for, like, hip-hop, I think, because they have a very big bass response. But people were saying that it kind of shows too much bass, you know, a little skewed. You want as flat as possible when you're looking at mixing monitors. That's how they're different from stereo, from, like, speakers. Like, stereo speakers that, like, a music listener wants to hear, like, in their home. Because, like, the EQ of those speakers is not completely flat. Like you want mixing monitors to be, because you want the truest representation of the sound when you're recording and when you're tracking and you're mixing. I also got Yamaha MX-40s. I've had the MX-50s or the M50X or whatever, MX-50, MX. I've had the 50s forever, but I heard the 40s, they're cheaper and they're better. Isn't that crazy? They're cheaper by like $50, so it's only $99, and they're better for mixing. So I got them, and my kind of ear pads are kind of like bitten because my dog got to them. So yeah, these are just as comfy, and they're better, man. So I'm so excited, and hope you guys got something out of this. Still working on coming up with better episodes. You know what I mean? I want you guys to get a lot of value from these. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys next Tuesday. Have a good weekend.
Peace.